City of Jamestown approves special assessment change. Jamestown student shares experience serving as Senate page. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The City of Jamestown has agreed to final details to change the policy on water main replacement special assessments moving forward. The resolution would change the current policy from an 80% resident, 20% city split to 70% city and 30% resident for assessment. Properties that have already finished paying these special assessments in 2021 will receive a reimbursement from the city.
As to who paid the special assessments and who is owed a refund before the city will issue a refund payment, the funds shall be paid from the city's Municipal Infrastructure Fund and ARPA funds for District 21-61 only and the Water Utility Fund.
Mayor Duane Heinrich stated two properties would need to provide a written agreement between the current owner and previous owner to determine who is owed a refund before the city issues that refund. A written agreement would be required by December 31st, 2022. Read more at NewsDakota.com. Jamestown High School junior Will Nelson shared his experience serving as a page for the North Dakota Senate with the Jamestown Public School Board Monday. The Senate page program dates back to 1829. Senate pages serve primarily as messengers delivering documents throughout the Capitol complex. Nelson was sponsored by Senator John Hoeven.
The goal of the program is to try to cater for it to be an educational experience as well as an experience in the Senate. So it's one academic semester. My time there was from September 13th to January 28th.
Nelson was one of 23 pages that served for the fall of 2022. Read more again at newsdakota.com. And a Fargo man accused of stabbing a woman at least 10 times has been charged with attempted murder, aggravated assault, and robbery. The incident happened early Saturday morning after 56-year-old Fabian Henderson and another man went to the woman's apartment to drink, according to court documents. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.